We're 60 seconds from your shot caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and we have a lot to get to on the show.
Okay.
But before we do that, I feel like I should open things up to my co-host real quick and ask if there's anything you guys would like to say to me.
I'm not kidding, and I'm looking at you. You look really good today, bro. Your hair is perfect. You have a nice shirt on. I'm like really digging your vibe. The shadow's looking good.
All right, you're laying it on kind of thick.
No, I'm just saying. I almost was like, I should wait till after the break to say this, but you asked.
That was very nice of you, Jose. I appreciate that.
Welcome.
Anybody else?
No. I mean,
I don't really have anything like that good.
If we want to get into how you hate Impossible Meat but drink almond milk, we could go into that all day.
Oh, no. This will take way too long.
I mean,
because yesterday, after months of criticism, hallway glares, and comparisons to Sharon Osbourne, I finally got a very nice, very expensive haircut.
Oh, yes!
Yeah,
see?
It looks nice.
I told you he looks great today.
I said you look nice.
Well, I thought maybe someone on this show would say, we should do a quick social media thing. You know, showing off your new look. Oh. Let's post. Let's show all the listeners. Because, I mean, every time Brooke gets a little streak of pink in her hair or Alexis gets her bangs chopped off a half an inch, everyone's like, holy pretzel bites. Cancel everything. We must document this. The world must know.
I'm sensing a little jealousy right now.
Yeah. I'm just saying, we do that for you guys, and then I get a full-blown hair job. Yeah. The Max
hair
HJ,
job.
And then nothing?
A Max HJ?
What is it? An HJ is a hair job?
Hair job.
Yeah, don't,
I mean,
I don't
and
think
the thing,
it stands for that.
I expected this sort of behavior from my co-host, but not from Digital Jake. Digital Jake is a thoughtful man. He always comes through with the compliments and showing off my good sides.
Jake,
but
Jake,
you know
Jake
what?
Do you have an answer for him?
I'm honestly surprised he knows my name.
Yeah.
Well, then maybe you should do a little bit better job yourself at creating a better connection
okay,
in the office space.
Good. Blame me. Blame me for this. But you know what? Maybe we can turn this betrayal into a positive somehow.
Oh, God.
Yes. Let my story be a lesson to everyone out there.
If anyone says that the women on this show are dramatic after this, I swear to God,
I'm
I will
just
come
saying,
for you.
If you spot someone with a new haircut, please acknowledge it. Give them a compliment. Ask them to take a quick photo with you for your Instagram because you think it's so fire.
It's so fire.
Because if you don't, you never know whose heart you might crush with your silence. Let's start a movement today. Hashtag CAHC. Compliment a haircut.
Okay.
And
that is
save
not gonna catch
a
on,
life.
Dude.
Save a life.
All right. Now let's keep the show going with something less inspiring. The shock caller question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer incorrectly, your punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592. Tell us what you'd like to hear. Brooke's drawing a name out because she had the shock caller last. And who'd you get, Brooke?
Brooke the Bridge Whisperer Fox.
That is so funny.
You and that bridge.
People know about the bridge.
That's
hilarious.
It's out to my house.
All right, Brooke's putting on the shot collar while that happens. Digital Jake, please read us the shot collar question of the day.
If not for some quick thinking, one of the most famous toys of all time was almost a complete flop. The toy I'm referring to initially was not popular with the public. In fact, sales were so low, it was almost completely discontinued before a redesign happened. And when I say redesign, I just mean a name change and a new coat of paint. And after that, for whatever reason, it took off. Eventually, it became so popular that it made millions in sales and now resides in the Toy Hall of Fame.
Wow.
What toy am I talking about?
When you say new coat of paint, is that a figurative saying or are you being literal? I need to know this.
I think I'm being a little literal.
A little literal.
Interesting. Okay. Interesting.
Well, the first thing I think of is like Hot Wheels.
First thing I thought of was the Ken doll. He got a new haircut. He dyed his hair, similar to the way someone on this show changed their hair. And then all of a sudden, fame.
Okay, again, this goes back to you and your issues.
Okay, I'm wrong again.
Great. Let's move forward.
Okay. They painted his hair blonde, and now he found success.
Exactly. Everybody loves blondes.
I mean, if it's going to be something that's in the Toy Hall of Fame, it's going to be something that's been around for a while.
Yeah,
we
iconic.
All know that. Mm-hmm. I mean, what about classic toys. What about Lincoln Logs? Do you guys remember those?
No, do not know.
Oh, yeah, I even know what those are.
Aren't they just
like
wood?
Yeah, they're just wood, but some of them are painted red and red and green and stuff. I don't know.
I remember those. Okay, I don't know.
I'm just trying to think of things you can paint.
Let's get the question one more time.
Today, I'm asking you to figure out what toy I'm talking about. Its original prototype was boring, plain, and no one really wanted to buy it. But once the inventors had an idea to repaint the outside and change the name, it became one of the most iconic toys of the 20th century. Today, it resides in the Toy Hall of Fame. What toy am I talking about?
What if it was my other thought? I mean, when you're talking iconic toys of the 20th century, you go Slinky, right? Because it just looks like a spring. Maybe they called it a spring toy, and they painted it like a bright red, but the first one was silver.
Yeah,
it was a silver metal.
Still is silver.
I just got a stupid idea along the same exact lines as you. Imagine just a plain gray ring, but you color it and you call it a hula hoop.
I know, that's not bad.
Yeah. Now it's a million times more fun.
Yeah, I like that. The other thought that I had for you was Play-Doh. If it was originally just a gray blob and it was called like goop.
Yeah.
And then
they
gave it color. They made the outside
salty
a cute,
so you could eat it.
It was so
good.
Salty.
Yeah. It's good to all the senses now.
I mean, can you say they gave it a coat of paint on the outside, though? That's specifically the wording he used in that.
I would think,
you know what I'm saying?
I would think a hula hoop, going back to that, would either be made of like some kind of like aluminum.
I mean, it's hard to get boys to play with dolls, right? Well,
yeah.
It's not, but stereotypically
at the time,
it is. Yeah,
yeah.
My son loves dolls, and I love him for it. I'm going to go with G.I. Joe.
Ooh.
What?
My son loves dolls, and I love him for it.
Just saying.
Now I feel like you force like, him to play with
dolls. I don't. He has an older sister. Play with just saying, play with whatever the hell you want to play with, okay?
The toy formerly known as the Psycho Seer was not a big hit when it was originally created in 1940s.
I like that name.
So a novelty company took it on, and because there was so many of them, they couldn't just toss them all out. So instead, a major redesign happened where they took the crystal casing and painted it black, then adorned it with a circular white sticker to resemble something from another popular game at the time, billiards, thus creating the world-renowned home fortune-telling toy, the Magic 8-Ball.
Oh. Interesting. What was it first called?
It was called the Psycho Seer.
Not psychic?
All right, we didn't get it right, so somebody wanted to hear 8675309 by Tommy Two-Tone.
Okay.
Oh, dang, old one.
8675309 8675309 8675309
Is
that the only lyric to that song?
It's all I got.
Oh,
okay. I don't know the song except for the number.
That's your shot caller question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.